you know, Biden and Trump and Fauci. I didn't order anybody. Yeah, that's right. They incentivized it, and they told these local people what to do, and they did it. And they'd given themselves the power to do this at the state level, going back to December of 2001, 2 months after 9/11. And they had simulated doing all this stuff 2 months before 9/11. All of it is tied together. You know, 9/11 and, you know, the police security state, surveillance state, as well as this lockdown surveillance state and the IDs, that is all tied together. And it goes back to 2001. And I think it's important that we remember that. You know, we now have Tucker Carlson, who's coming out. He dropped a report yesterday about UFOs. And yet, think about what Tucker Carlson was telling us for the longest time about 9/11, right? For the longest time, he would mock anybody who talked about, who questioned the official narrative. He would not let people play the video. I've got a clip of this right here. And then all of a sudden, you know, that was, I've got a clip here in 2005 where a guy comes in to talk about Building 7. He says, starts mocking him, goes, can we play the video that I gave you? Well, I can't play that video, says Tucker Carlson. And then 18 years later, he throws out this idea that, you know, hey, you talk about, you can't even mention Building 7 or you'll get fired. Was that why he didn't play it 18 years earlier? And of course, Tucker Carlson mentions Building 7 and raises his eyebrows like, oh, I have questions about it. But he doesn't say anything about it. Tucker Carlson is a limited hangout. Tucker Carlson is a CIA asset. Can't you see that now? And just take a look at this clip.
Claims. Do you have any evidence that there
Tucker,
were bombs in the building?
Sure. Let's start with the collapse of Building 7. Can you roll the video clip that I sent to you?
Okay, I'm not sure if we can, but to specify...
Maybe there's some kind of code. You just don't show the collapse of Building 7. I don't know what it is.
They don't care if you think the Earth is flat. It's not a threat to anyone. But if you say, like, what actually happened with Building 7? Like, that is weird, right? It doesn't, like, what
right,
is that?
Right.
If you were to say something like that on television, they'd flip out. They would flip out. You'd, like, lose your job over that. Why?
This is World Trade Center 7 just before it collapsed on September the 11th, 2001. It had not been hit by an aircraft. It had been damaged by falling debris and fire. But by 5:20 p.m.
Not much of a fire, is it?
It had been extinguished. Although the building was 47 stories high, it doesn't fall sideways, nor collapse unevenly. For this to have happened, all of the building's vertical supports must have given way at almost exactly the same time. Yet the Federal Emergency Management Agency reported that the collapse was due primarily to fire. But what does it look like to you?
Yeah, I don't see a big raging fire, do you? I've looked at pictures of steel skyscrapers that are just engulfed in fire. And engulfed in fire for over a day. And when the fire is finally put out or goes out on its own, you have this twisted, leaning steel framework that's there. That was a controlled demolition. Tucker still won't tell you the truth about that. But now he's got some new things that he wants to talk about. You know, he knew that he would lose his job working for MSNBC or for Fox or for the CIA. If he had said that, but now the CIA wants you to believe that there's UFOs everywhere. Listen to this.
Earlier this year, Congress passed something called the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023. The law requires the U.S. government to tell the public what it knows about the countless unidentified flying objects that have been spotted in the skies above Earth over the past 3,000 years. It's designed to very well could be a transformative piece of legislation. And it comes at a time when we can finally say with confidence that the most unlikely sounding theories about UFOs are actually true. Yes, these things are real. They're not all weather balloons. They're not experimental aircraft from this or any other country. Whatever they are not of human origin, nor do they behave according to the laws of known physics. And yes, the U.S. government currently has physical evidence that they exist. That means wreckage of the craft, as well as the bodies of the beings that flew them. Amazingly, all of this is true.
All of it is true. You know, they don't obey the laws of physics. And of course, the CIA masters don't obey the laws of the government or the Constitution either, right? And they're going to report as to what they have seen for the last 3,000 years. CIA has been on that. Well, actually, the people that the entities that are running the CIA have been around for the last 3,000 years running this stuff. Look, this is, I don't know what they're getting ready to pull. I'm just telling you, I'm showing you these clips here because don't trust Tucker Carlson. He's a trust fund kid, a CIA wannabe. He works for them. He pushes their narratives. If they don't want to talk about Building 7, he won't talk about Building 7 and 9/11. If they want to talk about UFOs, he'll tell you it's real. And they're going to tell you their spin about it. Yeah, the building actually fell down. That's the one thing we can agree on. But they're going to spin this whole thing the way they want. And anybody who says anything differently, their surrogates in the press, like Tucker Carlson, will ridicule you. They'll hide the video. They won't play the video. They won't show that to you. They won't let the guy who comes on to talk about it, who is a physicist, what is Tucker's degree in? Political science or something like that? I don't know what he got a degree in, if he even got a degree. But they're going to mock people who do this. By the way, there's a lot of mocking that is due for people. We have, for the longest time, we've had people who've questioned the moon landing, right? And there's been evidence, you know, people saying, look at this, we've got like a, you know, shadow in the direction that should not be a shadow on their pictures and other things like that. Somehow NASA lost the original footage, but then they came up with some better enhanced footage and so forth. And so there's been a lot of questions about that. And even one of the guys who was on the front line at Mission Control of NASA came on when I was there at InfoWars. He was in Houston. And he said, I'm not sure that we landed. Because there were some things like Apollo 13 that seemed real, but so much of that seemed so fake. And he questioned, he says, why did they not only destroy all the Saturn V engines, but also all the plans? Why would they do that? And so it looks like a cover-up, he said. This is a guy who is there at Mission Control the entire time. And now we've got something else, in addition to the documentaries, in addition to looking at the fake pictures, in addition to talking to the people who are there. Now we have artificial intelligence, right? And they have programs to try to scope out if something is real or not real, right? And here is Putin being shown. The neural network thinks that everything in this picture is fake, they said, showing the moon landing stuff. It believes this is fake, says Putin, and he's smirking. It looks fake. This is what Google's neural network thinks, not ours. So there will be no bias. Yeah, the neural network has analyzed a lot of data, including light and dark contrast, etc., and the neural network believes that this photo is synthetic. Yeah. Join the club. Eventually the truth is going to come out in a big way. Hope they can get back there soon so they can plant the flag that they never planted in the first place, right? It's going to be real embarrassing if somebody beats them to it and they can't find where this thing landed and left all the stuff behind.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.